The only thing better than grinding all night for your side hustle is your roommate picking you up with Mickey D's breakfast. The perfect pickup deal.
There's a deal for every morning at McDonald's.
Now enjoy a hot and spicy McChicken biscuit or sausage biscuit with hash browns for just $2. Price and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Everybody, I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to the season finale of At the Rim. Yeah, this is going to be the last show of the season until we meet again in February. But in the meantime, on this edition, on the season finale edition of At the Rim, we'll recap Team USA in action at the 2020 Summer Olympics in Tokyo. Plus, we'll have scores and highlights from the men's basketball gold medal game between the United States and France. And also, we'll give you the latest on what's going on in the NBA free agency period. But first, I'm going to start off with my top three storylines. I'm going to start off with men's Olympic basketball. Olympic basketball in the United States has had such a great tradition. We can go as early as, say, maybe the 1968 team winning the gold medal. We know about the controversy that had taken place in 72 with the Russians winning that. When the Russians went in that controversial contest, that's neither here nor there, but that was definitely a controversial thing. They would go on to win the silver medal, but they would bounce back and win the gold medal in 1976. And again, Olympic basketball in the United States has been outstanding. From 1936 to 1968, they've been gold medals. They've been gold medalists. And then, of course, the controversy that happened in 1972, when they would lose to lose in that controversial contest. But then in 1976, they would rebound and would win the gold medal. Of course, they didn't qualify in 1980 due to the controversy and the boycott of the Olympics in Moscow. But from 84, they would bounce back with the gold medal. That was Michael Jordan's first Olympic team. And then in 1988, they were bronze medalists. But 1992 was when things really got shaky. With the Dream Team, and with the advent of the Dream Team, that's when international basketball was put on the map with the likes of Michael Jordan, Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, David Robinson, Charles Barkley, Karl Malone, John Stockton, Chris Mullin, Christian Laettner, Scottie Pippen, just a whole Clyde Drexler. That Dream Team in 92 really set the stage for having NBA players on a consistent basis wanting to play for Team USA, and it brought not just took United States basketball to a whole nother level, but also international basketball as well. So we had the Dream Team winning the gold medal in 1992, followed by repeating in 96 in Atlanta and in 2000 in Sydney. 2004 was an interesting team. We had on that team, you had Allen Iverson, also Carmelo Anthony and LeBron James. It was their first Olympic team. And, Stephon Marbury was also on that team. And I don't know what happened with the U.S. in 04. Tim Duncan was on that team. Carlos Boozer was on that team. So, I mean, it was just a Lamar Odom, Sean Marion. It was just some crazy circumstances that went down. This team just did not seem prepared in 04. They would go on to win the bronze medal in Athens. But 2008, the Redeem Team in Beijing, of course, with the late, great Kobe Bryant was the captain of the Redeem Team, along with LeBron James, Carmelo Anthony, Chris Bosh, Dwayne Wade, Chris Paul. Also, Deron Williams was on that team, Dwight Howard. I mean, that team was just phenomenal in 08. And then, of course, 2012 in London. They would repeat in London in 2012, followed by Team USA would repeat again in 2016 in Rio de Janeiro. And then, of course, now with the taking the gold medal once again, winning their fourth gold medal in a row in 2020 in Tokyo. You know, I've always been a big fan of the Olympics for a long, long time. And one of my favorite sports is basketball. And I love watching Olympic basketball. I've loved watching it for a long, long time. And definitely, this is, I think this is going to be a dominance for a long, long time. I don't see any other countries taking the U.S. anytime soon in terms of Olympic basketball. Now, Slovenia had its moments, you know, with Luka Doncic, and also France, they had their moment in the gold medal game, which I'll get to in a little bit later. But men's Olympic basketball has been phenomenal in the U.S. for so long, starting off with college players and then, of course, with the Dream Team in 92. And since that period of time, NBA players have always played for Team USA. So men's Olympic basketball has been great, and it's always been great, and it's going to continue to be great. It's been great since the introduction of NBA players in 1992, and it continues to get great. Had a bump in the road in 2004 in Athens, but since the Redeem Team in Beijing in 2008, they've really gotten things back on track.
Wendy's Dave's single is BOGO for $1. So is the spicy or classic chicken sandwich and the spicy or crispy 10-piece nuggets. Get any of these faves BOGO $1 only at Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with combo or any other offer.
The only thing better than grinding all night for your side hustle is your roommate picking you up with Mickey D's breakfast. The perfect pickup deal.
There's a deal for every morning at McDonald's.
Now enjoy a hot and spicy McChicken biscuit or sausage biscuit with hash browns for just $2.
Price and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo.
My next storyline is going to be Team USA in Tokyo. Now, Team USA in Tokyo didn't get off to a great start. They lost to France in the opening game, in the preliminary round. But after that loss, they were able to get it fixed and get it fixed in a hurry. They were able to take care of Iran. Also, they were able to beat the Czech Republic. After they took care of the Czech Republic, they were able to handle their business and beat Spain, followed by taking care of Australia and then beating France in the gold medal game. And we'll get more to scores and highlights a little bit later in the program. But Team USA, people were very worried about Team USA. People were saying, do they have the juice? Do they have what it takes? This is not looking good. They're getting off to a slow start. Now, may I remind you, they lost two exhibition games at the tournament in Las Vegas, and people were very worried. People were saying, is this who we're going to send to Tokyo? Is this a team that we're going to send? But after, and especially there was straight concern after the first loss to France. But after the first loss to France, they were able to get on a roll and get on a hot streak, and they were able to get it done, and they were able to handle their business and bring home the gold for the United States.
The only thing better than grinding all night for your side hustle is your roommate picking you up with Mickey D's breakfast. The perfect pickup deal.
There's a deal for every morning at McDonald's.
Now enjoy a hot and spicy McChicken biscuit or sausage biscuit with hash browns for just $2.
Price and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo.
And for my last storyline, is going to be KD, Kevin Durant. I mean, what can you say about Kevin Durant? A multiple All-Star, two-time Finals MVP, multiple NBA champion, a Rookie of the Year, an All-Star Game MVP. I mean, the man has done it all in his young career thus far. And now you can add a third Olympic gold medal to the list as well. I mean, KD has been on point since he's been in the NBA, one of the premier offensive threats, a solid defender. But his offense has always been phenomenal with his wingspan, the ability to create shots. I mean, the man has had a great young career, and he's just entering his prime. He is just entering his prime, and, man, it's just a phenomenal situation. And I got to tell you, man, KD continues to add to the list. I mean, just to the list of accomplishments. And again, we know with the Olympic team in Tokyo this year, with them winning the gold medal, he became the all-time leading scorer in United States men's Olympic basketball history. he would go on to break Carmelo Anthony's record. Carmelo Anthony originally had the record with a total of 336 career points in United States men's Olympic basketball history. Well, KD would break that record on July 31st against the Czech Republic. So congratulations to the captain of the United States Olympic men's basketball team in Tokyo, Kevin Durant, on that feat, becoming the all-time leading scorer in United States men's Olympic basketball history. Don't be surprised, man. Don't be surprised if we see him come back for Paris in 2024. I heard one of the announcers say in the gold medal game that when a lot of the players heard that Kevin Durant was going to be playing for Team USA and he was the captain, players jumped on board with the likes of Jason Tatum, Draymond Green, Damian Lillard. The list goes on and on and on. And I got to tell you, and also Devin Booker, Drew Holiday, Chris Middleton, a lot of them wanted to play alongside Kevin Durant. So congratulations to KD on picking up his third Olympic gold medal and becoming the all-time leading scorer in United States men's Olympic basketball history.
You live in a smart home powered by Cox Internet, so you're not thinking about the pizza delivery. You're thinking how nice it is to get everyone together for a fun night. You're not thinking about the pizza. Maybe just a little.
Cox Home Life. Show me the front porch camera.
Pizza!
View your Cox Home Life cameras right from your TV using your Contour voice remote. Visit cox.com/thisishome to learn more.
Advertised features require subscription to Cox Internet and Contour TV. A high-speed internet connection is required. Home Life Security Services subject to Home Life Security Service Agreement. Cox Home Life Services provided by Cox License Entities. See cox.com/licenses.
All right, when we come back from the break, I have scores and highlights from the Team USA draw in the 2020 Summer Olympics in Tokyo, and also we'll have more on the latest in the NBA free agency period. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim.
Sun, surf, and seduction collide as four Americans return to exotic islands, hoping their sexy romances can turn into forever. Love in Paradise, the Caribbean, a 90-day story, streaming now only on Discovery Plus. Start your free trial. Terms apply.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that,
hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan. Or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhpp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
With Cox Internet and Home Life, you know when your pizza delivery is there.
Cox Home Life, show front porch camera.
Pizza!
View your Cox Home Life cameras right from your TV with your Contour voice remote.
Advertised features require Cox Internet and Contour TV subscriptions. Services provided by Cox License Entities. See cox.com/licenses.
Sun, surf, and seduction collide as four Americans return to exotic islands, hoping their sexy romances can turn into forever. Love in Paradise, the Caribbean, a 90-day story, streaming now only on Discovery Plus. Start your free trial. Terms apply.
Health insurance has never been more important. A no-cost plan with the most adult dental coverage. Louisiana Healthcare Connections gives members up to $750 a year in dental care. Visit ChooseLouisianaHealth.com. Your health, our purpose.
Picture yourself here. This mental getaway brought to you by VisitPensacola.com.
The only thing better than grinding all night for your side hustle is your roommate picking you up with Mickey D's breakfast. The perfect pickup deal.
There's a deal for every morning at McDonald's.
Now enjoy a hot and spicy McChicken biscuit or sausage biscuit with hash browns for just $2. Price and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
You live in a smart home powered by Cox Internet, so you're not thinking about the pizza delivery. You're thinking how nice it is to get everyone together for a fun night. You're not thinking about the pizza. Maybe just a little.
Cox Home Life. Show me the front porch camera.
Pizza!
View your Cox Home Life cameras right from your TV using your Contour voice remote. Visit cox.com/thisishome to learn more.
Advertised features require subscription to Cox Internet and Contour TV. A high-speed internet connection is required. Home Life Security Services subject to Home Life Security Service Agreement. Cox Home Life Services provided by Cox Licensed Entities. See cox.com/licenses.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. And now it's time for scores and highlights from the Team USA draw at the 2020 Summer Olympics in Tokyo, Japan. Let's start off with preliminary scores. Again, as I mentioned earlier, their first game was on July the 25th with Team USA going up against France. France would go on to win that game, final score 83-76. This was the game that had people concerned about Team USA. Are they for real? Can they get it done? Can we see what's gonna happen going forward? Is this the team that could win their fourth gold medal in a row? Here's some of the highlights from that contest.
It is day one of the Olympic basketball competition, the final game in the evening session. It's a good one. Pool A, the United States taking on France.
He can give you a little bit of everything. He's going to defend their best player. He can shoot the three. He can score when you need it.
And Evan Fournier off the glass. He'll have a three-point opportunity. Looking for Holiday on the cut. Couldn't find him. Durant's wide open. Got a good look for three. That's money.
Absolutely.
Fournier has it punched away. A breakout. Tatum again. And he puts it away.
Well, it is easy baskets off of turnovers.
Into Gobert. Around, bam, and Gobert slams it through, trying to punish the smaller American big men. Pass is deflected. Trying to,
oh my gosh.
Wow, what a nice hustle play by Nick Batum.
I mean, he's the Swiss Army Knife. Whoa. He does it all for the team, a great pass, great awareness, and understanding where Rudy Gobert was on the floor. Once Drew Holiday is able to get into the paint, open threes everywhere.
Inside ball stripped. Draymond Green, nice lead. LaVine hammers it home.
I mean, easy hop.
United States leading France at the midway point, 45-37. We'll have more.
You mentioned Durant. I mean, he had his three fouls. He only played just 7 minutes and 42 seconds.
And Fournier connects on a three-pointer. And Vincent Poirier comes on. Another big man for France. Fournier gets a flyby, shoots the three, and hits. So eluding Zach LaVine, and Fournier now has 18 points. Poirier inside, jump it to Gobert. Beautiful pass and the finish by Gobert. So playing two bigs now. Inside. Poirier got it, and a foul. We'll see how the United States responds. Now Gobert coming in. DiColo got it. Nando DiColo.
I know you're being unselfish, but be a scorer.
Hertel off the mark. Hertel try it again. That's good. 9 seconds to go.
Yeah, they have life and confidence right now.
Steps back. That's good. Now, Drew Holiday, important three for the United States. Durant has only played 15 minutes in this game. Good setup. Three on the way. Holiday. And it goes in.
Yes.
A kind bounce.
We call those soft rims.
At the Saitama Super Arena. Huge shot.
But you can feel the defensive intensity and pressure picking up a little bit.
Batum for three. He gets it. So Nick Batum.
Big three.
Fournier for three. Falling away. And he knocks it in with 2:40 to go.
And that was the exact same play Batum got it. Gobert in on Durant, nearly traveled, hustling rebound, over to Fournier, and he hits! Evan Fournier, under a minute. France has the lead at 76-74. No, it's been a heck of a game. The ebb and flow, tremendous hustle by Yabusele going into the chairs over on the UCLA, the USA sideline there.
And then Evan Fournier just catches and shoots and bucket. Or Damian Lillard for open three.
France is on a 9-0 run. Long range. Durant for three. Americans get it back. Trailing by two. Corner three, Holiday.
Oh.
In and out. And we've got a man down. The final 7 seconds here. Lillard puts it up. Holiday, no, and that will do it. So France has beaten the United States in the first game in Pool A. Final score 83-76. The shooting star tonight as the coaches exchange well wishes. There he is with
there
the beard.
Is.
All right, again, that audio is courtesy of NBC, NBC Sports, the Olympics, and the International Olympic Committee. So, again, the final score, France would go on to beat the United States 83-76. In that loss, the United States had Drew Holiday was the leading scorer with 18 points, followed by Bam Adebayo had 12 points, followed by Damian Lillard finished with 11 points, and Kevin Durant finished with 10 points. And, again, a slow start on that first game, but have no fear because the USA was able to rebound in a major way. In their second game on July the 28th, they would go on to beat Iran. Final score, 120-66. Here's highlights from that contest.
The United States takes on the Republic of Iran. And then Holiday forced them all the way out. How about Drew Holiday playing defense there? And Adebayo sprinting to the other end.
I mean, that's what he does.
Durant on the baseline. Draymond kicking it back out. Lillard's had the hot hand. Middleton to KD. The ball moving around nicely. That is the shot. JaVale McGee, 3 championships, 2 with the Warriors, 1 with the Lakers. Holiday with the block. And Jeremy Grant push ahead. Tatum is free to hammer it down.
Whoa.
84-46, the United States. A brilliant performance offensively and defensively, led by that man, Damian Lillard. So the U.S. wins it 120-66.
All right, so again, that audio courtesy of NBC Sports, the final score in that contest. The United States had their way with Iran. Final score 120-66. In that contest, the leading score on the contest for that game was Damian Lillard. He finished with 21 points. Devin Booker finished with 16 points. Jason Tatum finished with 14 points. Zach LaVine had 13 points. Chris Middleton and Kevin Durant both finished with 10 points. So again, the United States would currently record would be 1-1, and they would improve to 2-1 in their next game on July the 31st as they beat the Czech Republic. Final score 119-84. Here's some of the highlights from that contest.
Last game of the night at the Saitama Super Arena. Team USA taking on the Czech Republic. What is essentially a play-in game. The final game of group play. France has won the group. Win and you're in tonight. Wow, beautiful fronting defense by Holiday to knock that away. Devin Booker, 100 miles an hour to lay it up and out. Adebayo finishes it off.
And that's what it's all about. Your defense, get a stop, get out in transition, and score with ease. You don't want to play against a set defense, and that's what you want to do. You're going to look for their defense to create turnovers and score.
Hitting the three. Holiday couldn't quite collect it. Satoransky with the turnover. And in transition, Bohacek puts it up and in and draws the foul.
We've seen the Czech Republic in their previous games get out to early starts against France as well as Iran.
Mm-hmm. Kevin Durant eases into a three and dropping it down. And so Carmelo Anthony is in his sights right now for the all-time Olympic scoring record. Kevin Durant 3 points away. And at 37 years of age, it's one of the highlights of his career here to play against the United States.
And play well.
And Blake Shelton is in double figures, dropping in his third three of the first quarter. Shot clock at one. And Levine made it. He hit a three. He was looking for contact. Line drive that one in. That's how hot Zach LaVine has been. Down to four. And beating the buzzer. And so the Czech Republic, exactly what they would want. Zadaransky answers from the elbow. So now the pace and tempo quickening. And Draymond stays perfect. Draymond Green making it a two-point game. Off back iron, Durant. A rake and take. Got the rebound and the push. And KD is now the U.S. Olympic scoring leader, surpassing Carmelo Anthony with that three. Kevin Durant stands alone with the most points in Olympic history for the United States.
And Bob, he did it in KD.
All right, again, so that audio courtesy of NBC Sports, the Olympics, and the International Olympic Committee, the final score in that contest, the United States were going to beat the Czech Republic 119-84. And as you heard, the announcer heard earlier, in this game, Kevin Durant became the all-time leading scorer in United States men's Olympic basketball history, passing up Carmelo Anthony in this contest. KD would finish with 23 points in this game. Meanwhile, Jason Tatum was the leading scorer with 27 points. Zach LaVine finished with 13 points. JaVale McGee finished with 10 points. And then we had Drew Holiday would finish with 11 points. So the United States basketball team moves to 2-1. And they would continue their winning ways because now they would move into the next round, the knockout round, where they would go up against Spain. And certainly they had their hands full for a minute in this contest, but the U.S. would prevail as the final score would be United States 95, Spain 81. Here's highlights from that contest.
The medal round begins in men's basketball at the Saitama Super Arena. Today, the two best teams in the world, Spain taking on the United States. It will be Rudy Fernandez, Ricky Rubio, Victor Claver, Marc Gasol, and Alberto Elbaldi. For the United States, they stay with the same unit they had in group play. Damian Lillard, Kevin Durant, Drew Holiday, Bam Adebayo, and Devin Booker. Booker dropping it in to Holiday, and the first bucket of the game. Now, the U.S. has started slowly in all the group games, Vince. I don't know if they can afford that tonight. Normally, something Spain excels at, and Rubio ties the game. Rubio in his third Olympics, played as an Olympian as a 17-year-old. Beautiful pass that Holiday rewarded. That's the big man out of Iowa. Deep position, Lillard fighting and knocking that away. Claver thought he had a layup. Devin Booker, he has that beautiful mid-range.
Yes, he does.
Single covering KD. They're not sitting as much of a zone. Durant right down the lane with the right hand hammer. So Ricky Rubio's been a one-man wrecking crew in this Olympics, and total mistake as the lane was unguarded
on the opposite side of the floor.
Rubio's got 11 of 15. Draymond saves the day. Draymond Green steal and lay in. Spain thought they were headed the other way unimpeded. Rodriguez lost the handle. Middleton on the push ahead. A two on none, and LaVine will finish.
Great defense by Drew Holiday. That's what he does.
Garuba, same spot, same result. And he's missed long twice. Hernan Gomez has fallen whole home.
And that's what you're susceptible to when you get the switch like that from the guard. The big on the other end can push the little guard underneath for offensive rebound.
Hernan Gomez could go nowhere on Middleton. Rodriguez driving and finishing.
That's what they do. I mean, the hardest play to guard is a guy who catches the ball on the go like that and gets downhill.
Hernan Gomez blocked Lillard at the rim. A 16-3 run. And Booker gets out of bile at point blank range.
I mean, that's what you want. Shots not falling from behind three. Attack the rim. And that's what you have to do against the zone. When you set the screen, now you have great pace.
Lillard will put it in and draw the foul.
When you set the screen.
All right, again, the final score in that contest, the United States beating Spain 95-81. Again, the leading scorer, for the United States men's team, Kevin Durant, he finished with 29 points. Jrue Holiday finished with 12 points. Damian Lillard finished with 11 points. Zach LaVine would finish with 10 points. Jason Tatum had 13 points. So again, the United States Olympic men's basketball team improved their record to 3-1. So again, they move along now to the semifinals. The United States' next opponent would be Australia. And again, started off close for a minute, but at the end, the United States handled their business, beating Australia. Final score 97-78. And again, the United States, they handled their business big time in this contest. Here's some highlights from that contest.
The men's semifinals at the Saitama Super Arena. The United States taking on Australia. Team USA starters Damian Lillard, Kevin Durant, Jrue Holiday, Bam Adebayo, and Devin Booker. For Australia, undefeated here in Tokyo, it'll be Patty Mills and Joe Ingles, Matthew Dellavedova, Jock Landale, and Nick Kay, both in their first Olympics. Lillard throwing it away. Dellavedova pushing it back. Ingles ran to the line again. Another three is perfect. Durant's got Nick Kay this time, not Thybul. And shoots right over.
Understanding the situation. We have not scored. I'm Kevin Durant. Let me assert myself. Flipping the screen, and that's all they're doing. They're running motion, running to the player, but they're not stopping the set screen. They're just slipping the screen.
Oh, Kevin Durant, 50-40-90 in the Olympics for KD. 50% from the field, 40% on threes, 90% from the line. Last Olympian to do that for the United States was Ray Allen. Ingles did enough to bother that play. Holiday with a seam, right down the lane.
There it is. It's the same situation. Pass, swing through, get to the paint because the lane is wide open because you have nothing but shooters.
A lot of double teams up top. And then Lillard all the way down the lane. If they reverse it and then get the single cover,
you swipe through and go straight downhill. Yeah, absolutely.
Dellavedova to Ingles. Down to five. Golding's the good outside shooter. And he buries the three. Chris Golding is a monster from deep. And perfectly executed by the Aussies in the waning seconds. Here's Exum with a quick first step all the way to the iron.
That was a slick play by Patty Mills. His intention was coming off of the what we call the Iverson cut, but he runs his guy into the other defender.
Durant! The bucket and the body. What a degree of difficulty for Kevin Durant on that fadeaway. FIBA Patty on the penetration. Nowhere to go. Kick it back out to Exum. Made one, three, make it two. Dante Exum. Kick it back out to Tatum. Jason Tatum from deep. The U.S. has not made a three. And the throw ahead to Thybul. He'll lay it up and in, and the touch foul with an opportunity for a three-point play.
I mean, it's just the defense. Their defense is just staggering and cycling. A little more some ball, body and ball movement. Just move the ball, because when you break that defense down, they can't guard everything.
The lob to Landale. And the United States has to use a timeout. Holding on to Patty Mills. Patty Mills, a deep fading three. Patty Mills from distance.
There's nothing you can do about that. That's great defense, great switching.
Tatum giving the three. And if those start going through, the Aussies are going to have to look in the rearview mirror. United States scratching and clawing, trying to get back in it. Durant fading and hitting again.
And you see what they're doing. So they're trying to isolate one side. If the help couldn't come, obviously Durant is great getting to that left hand to his pull-up.
Holiday, Durant, Booker, Adebayo, and Lillard to begin for the United States. Holiday hanging and finishing, making it a one-point game. KD played all but a minute 50 seconds in that first half. Can't afford to take him off the floor. Durant, wing jumper, and he's knocked down as he hits the shot.
All right, those are some of the highlights right there from Team USA and Australia. The United States would improve their record to 4-1, beating Australia 97-78. Kevin Durant, again, the leading scorer with 23 points. Devin Booker finished with 20 points. Drew Holiday would have 11 points. And also Chris Middleton, his Milwaukee Bucks teammate, would have 11 points. So that set the stage for the United States to play in the gold medal game against France. And I tell you what, this was a close game. From start to finish, it was a dogfight, but in the end, the United States would go on to take the gold medal. Final score, 87-82. Here's highlights from that contest.
The gold medal game. It began for the United States with a loss to France. It will finish playing France for the gold medal. Deep to Gobert.
And it's early in the game, so there's no sense in getting an early foul.
Drew Holiday, what a beautiful finish, and that's 2 points, too. Big rebound, bam, knocking it to Durant. Kevin Durant, speed dribbling, Gobert's there and laying it up and in. Kevin Durant, call him 6'12". He doesn't like to be a seven-footer, but a beautiful finger roll there. Fournier, an open three. These are the dangerous ones. He had 28 in the first meeting. And Greg Popovich going to stop that right now. And then bam, down low, but you see Gobert. And it's Adebayo on a turnaround now. He had 12 points in the first meeting. He was the second leading scorer. Iboussole with the shot clock at 7. Iboussole rolling, denied there, but got it to Gobert. Beautiful pass at the
Absolutely.
Last second.
Great late pass.
3.5 remaining in the first. Durant from the foul line, and KD. Three's not dropping. So here's that Gobert switch. Durant in the lane, and Gobert. They're isolating it and living with it. KD, head of the key three. The United States still 0 for 8. Thought about the reload. Instead, the foul line jumper is perfect.
It's okay.
Durant catch and shoot. And there's the first three for the United States. Final 25 ticks in the well-played first quarter as Tatum hits the three.
Yeah.
Durant had to break the seal. Tatum on the back down. Jason Tatum dropping it in.
Great patience.
Backdoor cut, Durant. The dunk and the free throw coming.
That wasn't a guard. That was just big, setting the play up. You see here, backdoor cut by Durant. I've been caught by that play once or twice because you want to deny a great scorer like that the ball, but you can't get caught on the high side because you give up that dunk.
Kevin Durant scores at all three levels.
Yes.
Durant with the corner three. Perfect. You got to remember, KD had 30 in the gold medal game in London, 30 in the gold medal game in Rio. So Kevin Durant, backdoor cut the first time. This time, Vince, he sits in the corner.
Yes, it's just ball movement. Bam Adebayo sets the screen, which we don't see. He sets the screen.
Shot clock down to 6. Nando DiColo into Gobert again. And then Gobert, this is the worst of all worlds. He got the dunk, but he also got a touch foul. It's either give up the 2 points or really foul him, not both.
And yeah, absolutely. Let's see here. Draymond Green with the hands. Great defense.
Tatum down the lane and no resistance. They kept waiting for him to kick out to a shooter, and Tatum went all the way to the iron. Durant on the big step. Fading. KD. Lillard an open three, and Lillard had not hit. And these wide open ones, when France...
Gobert has 14 points, but they're not making threes.
Slowing down Durant is priority number one for France. And KD with 23 has been the lifeline for the United States this whole tournament.
This is different when Kevin Durant...
Durant three! Gobert was out on him, and he shot it over him.
It's a big difference now when Kevin Durant has freedom, and you pick up on the screen. He tried to step to the foul to draw the foul instead of just waiting for the foul to happen.
Oh. Durant, he went up to spike it.
Oh,
spilled and fouled by Gobert. That would have been the shot of the tournament.
I mean, it's nothing like seeing an American guard attack. Never mind. Never mind.
I was thinking never somewhere
mind.
Frederick
nah,
Mike
never mind.
Is saying, no, not again.
Never mind. I mean, that's what you want. That's the mentality. You know what that's telling me? Now it's winning time. It's championship time. Gold medal is on the line.
There's Gobert down the lane. And Gobert, beautiful three feed by Bertel.
Yeah, great pass.
But upon 3 minutes here in the third. Team USA tight at halftime. Build the double-digit lead. Tatum hitting a three. Kick it out to Levine. Loves the corners. Missing there and dropping in. It went off back iron and fell in.
To lock down a Fournier, DiColo, whatever guard is rolling, you put him in there to defuse the situation.
2.4 left. Feed in the corner. Batum hitting a three to end the third. Pushing against 280 pounds of Mountain Man. And Batum on the inbound play. The France inbound plays have been excellent.
Absolutely.
And they cut it to six. Ntilikina for three. And Frank Ntilikina. Lillard wing jumper in an answer.
For France, look for them to continue to go to the pick and roll.
Holiday with a steal. Holiday with a breakaway. Holiday will hammer it down. Do you see Gobert come back in? Catch it, shoot it out of the corner, Lillard. Rebound and knocked to the floor. Lillard diving on the deck.
Oh.
Threw it back to Ntilikina.
Great hustle.
Fournier from the foul line. What a sequence there. Lillard kicking it back out. Tatum on a reload triple. And he got it. The push ahead to Fournier. Fournier will launch a triple. Perfect.
That's big time.
Fournier will pop out. Batum out of the corner. His three's an air ball. Holiday with the lead and the ball. And Kevin Durant leads the United States to their fourth straight gold medal. Doubted and dismissed, Team USA would not be denied. And Greg Popovich leads them to gold here in Tokyo. And you can just tell for these NBA players how important it was to come together as a group, to come here for their country.
All right, again, that audio is courtesy of NBC Sports, the Olympics, and the International Olympic Committee. Of course, the announcers on those highlights, that was courtesy of Bob Fitzgerald and Vince Carter. And again, the United States men's Olympic basketball team, they handled their business, winning the gold medal, beating France. Final score, 87-82. For the United States Olympic men's team, Kevin Durant, again the leading scorer, finished with 29 points. Jrue Holiday and Damian Lillard both finished with 11 points. Jason Tatum finished with 19 points. On the losing side for France, Evan Fournier and Rudy Gobert were the leading scorers. They both had 16 points. Meanwhile, Gershon Yabusele finished with 13 points. And I got to tell you, it was a tough game. Both teams, they were neck and neck for much of this contest. It got a little shaky towards the other final seconds of the contest, but the United States was able to hold on to take the gold medal. So as it stands, the United States men's basketball team made up of Bam Adebayo, Devin Booker, Kevin Durant, Jeremy Grant, Draymond Green, Jrue Holiday, Keldon Johnson, Zach LaVine, Damian Lillard, JaVale McGee, Chris Middleton, and Jason Tatum all win the gold medal. Meanwhile, France takes the silver, and Australia wins the bronze medal. So there you go on this great Olympic run, an interesting Olympic run under some very strange circumstances that we're still dealing with. But nevertheless, congratulations to Team USA on winning the Olympic gold medal. And also congratulations to all the other teams that put their heart out and did the best for their respective countries and try to win medals. But again, congratulations to Team USA for winning the gold medal. All right, when we come back from the break, we'll give you the latest on what's going on in the NBA free agency world, and we'll wrap up. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to the season finale of At the Rim.
Dave's single is BOGO for $1. So is the spicy or classic chicken sandwich and the spicy or crispy 10-piece nuggets. Get any of these Dave's BOGO $1 only at Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with combo or any other offer.
Truck drivers, it's time to step up and get rolling with T-Force Freight. Drive for a team that's respected everywhere. As a CDL driver in Port Allen, you'll earn $17.70 per hour. Take pride in your work. Join the team at T-Force Freight in an essential job that keeps our country moving. Apply now at upsjobs.com/Port Allen. That's upsjobs.com/Port Allen.
There's better could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergens.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
The only thing better than grinding all night for your side hustle is your roommate picking you up with Mickey D's breakfast. The perfect pickup deal.
There's a deal for every morning at McDonald's.
Now enjoy a hot and spicy McChicken biscuit or sausage biscuit with hash browns for just $2. Price and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
The Dave's single from Wendy's, made with fresh, never frozen beef, has the power to blow your mind. But now that the Dave's single is buy one, get one for a buck, as well as the spicy or classic chicken sandwich and the spicy or crispy 10-piece nuggets, Wendy's BOGO for $1 deal is gonna blow your mind and your speakers. Get these faves. BOGO $1 only at Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with combo or any other offer.
With Cox Internet and Home Life, you know when your pizza delivery is there.
Cox Home Life, show front porch camera.
Pizza!
View your Cox Home Life cameras right from your TV with your Contour voice remote.
Advertised features require Cox Internet and Contour TV subscriptions. Services provided by Cox licensed entities. See cox.com/licenses.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. Before we wrap it up, this first season of At the Rim, let's get you caught up on what's currently going on in the NBA free agency world. Let's start off with Chris Paul. Chris Paul will return to the Phoenix Suns. He re-signed a four-year deal worth $120 million. John Collins will return to the Atlanta Hawks. He re-signs for 5 years, $125.5 million. Jared Allen re-signs with the Cleveland Cavaliers, 5 years, $100 million. Duncan Robinson, one of the stars of the bubble last year, he will re-sign with the Miami Heat. He re-signed for 5 years, $90 million. Meanwhile, Norman Powell will return to the Portland Trailblazers. He re-signs 5 years, $90 million. Also, DeMar DeRozan heads from San Antonio, and he goes to the Chicago Bulls. 3 years, $85 million. Lonzo Ball also will be joining DeMar in Chicago, no longer a New Orleans Pelican. 4 years, $85 million. Kyle Lowry, what a great career he had during his time with the Toronto Raptors. Guess what? He's headed to the Miami Heat. 3 years, $85 million. Evan Fournier, who shined bright in the Olympics for Team France, was traded from Orlando to the Boston Celtics last year. Guess what? He remains on the East Coast. He'll be going to the New York Knicks. 4 years, $78 million. Tim Hardaway Jr. will remain with the Dallas Mavericks. 4 years, $74 million. Mike Conley will re-sign with the Utah Jazz. 3 years, $72.5 million. Spencer Dinwiddie is on the move after some great seasons with the Brooklyn Nets. Of course, he suffered that devastating injury, but he winds up with the Washington Wizards. 3 years, $62 million. Next up is Rashawn Holmes. Will remain with that young nucleus with the Sacramento Kings. 4 years, $55 million. Gary Trent Jr. will remain with the Toronto Raptors. 3 years, $54 million. Devontae Graham shined bright with the young Charlotte Hornets last year as a part of a sign-and-trade deal. He will be headed to the New Orleans Pelicans, 4 years, $47 million. Derrick Rose, who shined bright this past season with the Knicks, will remain in New York, 3 years, $43 million. Doug McDermott last year played with the Indiana Pacers. He's heading south to the San Antonio Spurs, 3 years, $42 million. Alex Caruso is on the move, was with the Lakers last year, was a part of that championship team that in the bubble last year, headed to the Chicago Bulls, 4 years, $37 million. Next up is Kelly Olynyk, was with the Houston Rockets last year, headed to the Detroit Pistons, 3 years, $37 million. Daniel Tease is next. Daniel was playing with the Chicago Bulls. Now he's headed to the Houston Rockets, 4 years, $36 million. T.J. McConnell will remain with the Indiana Pacers, 4 years, $35.2 million. Also, Talen Horton-Tucker will remain with the Lakers. Will Barton will remain. He re-signed with the Denver Nuggets. Nerlens Noel returns to the New York Knicks. Alec Burks will return to the New York Knicks. Reggie Bullock will not be back with the Knicks. He signed a 3-year, $30.5 million contract to play for the Dallas Mavericks. Kelly Oubre Jr. is on the move. Kelly, no longer a Golden State Warrior. He's going to the Charlotte Hornets, 2 years, $26 million. Meanwhile, Reggie Jackson will remain with the Los Angeles Clippers. He re-signed a 2-year deal with them. Also, Danny Green will remain with the Philadelphia 76ers. He's re-signed a 2-year deal. Also, Cameron Payne. Cameron Payne will re-sign with the Phoenix Suns, a 3-year deal. Jermichael Green will remain with the Denver Nuggets. P.J. Tucker, a part of that huge championship run with the Milwaukee Bucks, this season, he's headed to the Miami Heat, 2 years, $15 million. Rudy Gay, no longer a San Antonio Spur, headed to the Utah Jazz. Kendrick Nunn, shine bright with the Miami Heat. Guess what? No longer with the Heat. He's headed to the Los Angeles Lakers. Also, we had Jeff Green with the Brooklyn Nets. He's headed to the Denver Nuggets. Bobby Portis, a part of that championship team with the Milwaukee Bucks. He's going to re-sign with Milwaukee for a 2-year, $9 million deal. JaVale McGee, no longer with the Denver Nuggets. He's headed to the Phoenix Suns with a 1-year contract. Nicholas Batum will shine bright with Team France. He's going to re-sign with the Los Angeles Clippers on a 2-year deal. And also, Trevor Ariza will return to the Los Angeles Lakers on a 1-year deal. Dwight Howard has decided to return to the Los Angeles Lakers on a 1-year deal. Also, Wayne Ellington will join the Los Angeles Lakers on a 1-year contract. And also, coming to the Lakers on a 1-year contract is Melo, Carmelo Anthony, Mr. Olympics himself. Andre Drummond was with the Lakers this past year, will join the Philadelphia 76ers on a 1-year contract. So definitely a lot of moving and shaking happened. Again, Kimball Walker expected to sign with the New York Knicks. So a lot of moving and shaking, so many moving parts in this NBA free agency period. Of course, the big catch, of course, was Russell Westbrook being traded from the Washington Wizards to the Los Angeles Lakers. That was a huge trade that was big and on draft night in the NBA. And again, just so many great things happening in the free agency period in the NBA. And of course, big ups once again to Team USA for winning the gold medal at the 2020 Summer Olympics. And that's going to do it. This is the end. This is the season finale of At the Rim. I want to thank, first of all, God and my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for making this possible. And I want to thank you to the listeners out there for joining me for this first season of this show dedicated to all things in the NBA. And I can't wait for season 2 that will begin in February of At the Rim. Until February, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, and you've listened to At the Rim.
smart home powered by Cox Internet. So you're not thinking about the pizza delivery. You're thinking how nice it is to get everyone together for a fun night. You're not thinking about the pizza. Maybe just a little.
Cox Home Life. Show me the front porch camera.
Pizza!
View your Cox Home Life cameras right from your TV using your Contour voice remote. Visit cox.com/thisishome to learn more.
Advertised features require subscription to Cox Internet and Contour TV. A high-speed internet connection is required. Home Life Security Services subject to Home Life Security Service Agreement. Cox Home Life Services provided by Cox Licensed Entities. See cox.com/licenses.
Sun, surf, and seduction collide as four Americans return to exotic islands hoping their sexy romances can turn into forever. Love in Paradise, the Caribbean, a 90-day story, streaming now only on Discovery+. Start your free trial. Terms apply.